Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we are now in this part of the show where I just think we get so happy. I get so happy doing this. So it's always lovely speaking to people, to bookie people, as I call them. And my next guest is none other than a bookie favorite, really. Somebody who the book community loves and knows dearly, Lorenz Tolle, who is a founder and curator of Johannesburg-based Bookworm Book Club and also has been running a fantastic book festival. She'll tell us all about it in a short while. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us. Good evening. Okay, I think you are mute. Lorraine, you muted yourself. Please unmute yourself. All right, I don't know. Maybe she's taken a little bit of a stroll there. But Lorraine is somebody who is absolutely fantastic. She is a reader of note, eventually started her own book club, eventually also started a reading festival. So this is just somebody who's incredible and has done so much for the book world, has done so much for authors as well. So we're going to speak to it in a short while. If you have children, you want to hear from this, from her, because she's got a wonderful recommendation as well, but many others as well. I think she's back with us here. Lorraine, unmute one more time. Okay. Walk away from the mouse. Are you well? Welcome.
Oh, I'm here.
Yes, you're here now. Welcome. You're on air. Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening, Pamela. How are you doing?
I am so well. Lovely talking to you. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. I was just telling everybody that that cares to know that if there is anyone who is in the book circles in this town, is you. And you have been so wonderful to authors. You've been so wonderful to this book industry. So it's wonderful to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Lorraine, you now have a book club and a book festival. But I want to take us back. You know, where did your love for books come from?
Oh, my God. My love for reading and interacting with books comes from home. I grew up, my formative years were spent go Meadowlands, family home with my parents, my grandmother, my cousins, my aunt, and my malume. And my grandmother used to subscribe to Reader's Digest.
Yes.
And every month we'd wait for the postman to bring a huge package from Reader's Digest. And the one thing that I loved about those books was it was a whole collection. You know, you would find one book had 5-6 stories or 10-12 short stories. So one was really entertained until the next package came. And my granny was one who was like, no children on the streets. After your chores, we all sat down and we read. And then we had to give feedback. What was the book all about? What you liked about the book? And my love for reading grew from there.
And you know, you obviously then, you know, have a book club. You also have a book festival. Huge undertaking. The book festival is a huge undertaking. Talk to me about that experience.
Oh, my God. The book festival is a culmination of a dream. You know, I have been running, it will be 13 years this year. No, actually 14 years this year. I've been running a book club, but I just realized that it did not reach widely like I thought it would. You know, although we would meet every month, I just felt that there were some people who were ordinarily cut off from it, you know. So I just sat down with three other friends, author friends, and we decided that once a year we will put up a fantastic, magical, interactive two-part book festival in the heart of Soweto, where all day we are going to have adults and children, entertained by authors through discussions, storytelling, and is going to be accessible to all and sundry. Mm. And that's how the Gauteng International Book Festival has become.
And I mean, the journey, it evolves every year, does it not, Lorraine?
It does. It comes, we put it up once a year.
Yeah.
The first weekend, it was the second weekend of December.
Yes.
But what we have realized was, because it happens on a Saturday, we do not get as many children come through. And I mean, we have to catch the kids quite young if we want to turn them into reading adults. So what we are going to do moving forward from this year is we are moving it closer towards the end of the academic year. So there is going to be a dedicated schools program on the Friday, which with pop-ups in primary schools and select high schools in various locations. That way we catch as many children as we can, because already they are at school. You know, as a parent, you don't have to worry about getting your child on the taxi, worrying about food, worrying about whether to get them a book or not when you get there. So taking the festival to the school is safer, it is more accessible, and we reach more kids that way.
Let's talk a bit about your selection, which I absolutely loved. Where do you want to start? I am Siamo. Maybe we can start there. Oh, my goodness. What a read.
What a fantastic, fantastic book of printing press. It is such a fabulous one-sitting read. And also quite emotional because, you know, this is Tiamo who is laying her life bare for all and sundry. And she is taking us through the changes that she first had to accept psychologically and emotionally and then implement on her body to become who she is. And for me, what really stood out in this story was Tiamo has a younger brother and she says that because she couldn't accept who she was earlier in her life, she did not know how to interact with the brother. But since the journey and the gender reassignment, she is a much more open, much more loving, and much more accessible big sister to the brother. And that really, really resonated with me because I have siblings, you know, and I cannot imagine not being able to interact with them in that way.
Yeah.
So fantastic read, very short, one sitting. So find a day, get a box of tissues, and you will be done in no time.
I mean, it's harrowing because, you know, sometimes we speak about these things intellectually, but the lived experience of someone who is experiencing themselves in a different body to what they feel they should be is quite something. And I do appreciate her taking us through the detail. You know, some of these things I just never imagined. I never imagined the difficulty of deciding on a bathroom and how to go to the bathroom and when to go to the bathroom and what happens there and the bullying that happens there. I mean, it just never crossed my mind. But the idea that even that becomes such a difficult moment every single day from school days is quite harrowing.
From school day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the book is called I Am Tiamo, My Transition to Self-Acceptance and Womanhood by Tiamo Modisani. It's a lovely cover. Boy, is it a gorgeous cover.
I mean, the cover is fabulous.
It's a beautiful cover. And then your next read, Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice.
So, that is an American book. I found it on Kindle and I loved it because Tiffany's backstory is like every woman's backstory. You know, 15 years ago she found herself in a financial hole, rock bottom. you know, share her apartment was about to be foreclosed. She quit her job. She was a primary school teacher, grade R. She went back home and she was trying to rebuild her life. But then once she decided to set a few things in place and really, really sit down and introspect and think about the kind of life that she wanted to live henceforth. She wanted to live now. You know, her future is now. She wanted to live a rich life now. And she decided to take small steps. So that is what that book does. 10 small steps that we can take towards building a more financially secure future, no debt, and have the freedom to be and do all those things that we put on our vision boards at the beginning of the year. Also something that is, it's not a one sitting read, very, very interactive. I mean, you can go through it in a day, in a week, but you know, I have taken my time with it. I've taken a couple of weeks because it's not a book that you read and close. Mm. You know, after every chapter, it really forces you to look at your life, to look at the choices that you have made. But then it also does not allow you to dwell on the negatives. Mm. One thing that I loved about this book was it is such an inspirational read. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. You know, once you start reading it, you immediately have a paradigm shift. All these things that you want for yourself, you can see them manifesting. So I love that very, very much. And it's written in a conversational tone, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting down, talking with a good friend of yours, discussing future plans and how to get from A to C. So, yeah.
But also, for me, Lorraine, I think what is refreshing about this book, often books on money just always begin with the premise that you have money to begin with. And they are sometimes a little bit inaccessible. Whereas with this, it's just so real. It's real, you know. You coming in with your debt, you coming in with no money, there's a possibility for you to get out of this even with nothing, even if you're at the bottom. And I think that was refreshing for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true.
Rise up, ordinary kids with extraordinary stories. I love this one. Absolutely love it. This is amazing. This is one of my favorites.
It is. I mean, it is one of the first books of the year that I got for Langa. It is the stories, very short stories, of 29 kids from around the world doing extraordinary things. And it's not like these things are too far out, you know. It's speaking about climate change, what you can do as a 10, 11-year-old to combat the impact of climate change on your environment. It speaks about pollution, water safety, water security, food security. It speaks about philanthropy, that, you know, being kind to the next person, volunteering at an animal shelter, going into a senior citizen's home for an afternoon and just reading out for them.
Small changes. No, that's okay. No, that's okay. And I mean, this is, as you said, these are small reads. So you can literally either read to your small one if they can't read for themselves, you know, for bedtime. 5 pages each story, really tops. And just get inspired by these amazing children. I think the eldest is what, 13? I think the eldest is about 13, eh?
I think it's that Swedish girl.
Yeah.
16.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very inspiring. Yeah. And these are kids that, you know, are just going to inspire your children. As I said, you're able to read this really as a bedtime story. Five pages, I think, tops for each story. And it's absolutely incredible. Small changes for big results. How to improve your finances one step at a time. Warren Ingram. I think we've lost Lorraine. Warren Ingram, if you may know, is a really well, very, very well respected investor and somebody who helps people invest their money and has a fantastic, let's say, a firm that assists with investments and so on. Small changes for big results. It's one of those books, again, like Get Good With Money, very accessible. Everybody, you don't have to be a finance person, can get through this. The language is accessible. And it is about small changes. It's about really minute little changes that you can make. Things like not buying a coffee every day at your favorite coffee spot, being able to bring coffee with you from home, how that little change every single day changes what you can and cannot do with your money, and how you can literally move from that to saving something that you are able to track. So it's a wonderful, wonderful read. Get it for, you know, for somebody who's maybe on the journey of trying to build something, maybe somebody who's trying to save up for something. This is going to be a good one. So it's called Small Changes for Big Results, How to Improve Your Finances One Step at a Time. I think we've got Lorraine back. Lorraine, I'm going to ask you to give us your take on this one. Small Changes for Big Results.
Oh, yes. I also love this very, very much because, I mean, it also speaks about change doesn't have to be something drastic. Mm. You know, little steps that we take, they lead to that big thing that you want. And obviously the big premise here is beginning of the year, we all have these big financial goals. So it is also one of those books that I think that if you are working towards something big, that you can just pick up and start improving.
Lorraine, thank you. Catch a breath, get some water. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon. Founder and curator of Joburg-based Bookworm Book Club. Lorraine Stoll is also the founder of the Gauteng Book Festival, which is happening every December, and it's in the heart of Soweto. Absolutely lovely. And as I said, let me just read you the list quickly. I Am Tsiamo by Tsiamo Modisane. Quite a beautiful read, I must say. Very short, very easy, but also it's somebody that I think many of you are familiar with. The other recommendation is Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice. This is an American book, but also very accessible. Kind of person who understands our daily troubles. You know, she's not really speaking to people with big money yet. It's somebody that I think lots of you will be able to understand. They understand our problems, and so it makes it very easy. Rise Up, Ordinary Kids with Extraordinary Stories by Connie Huck. This is for young people. It's for young people. The stories are stories of young people who are doing incredible things. And they're not necessarily all of this age, at different times in history as well. And they're amazing. So it's a wonderful read for children. If you want to read to your children, this is wonderful for bedtime. Otherwise, teenagers too will be able to do this themselves. So it's wonderful for stimulating their creativity, also inspiring them as well to do amazing things, because the young people have been changing the world. And then lastly, Small Changes for Big Results, How to Improve Your Finances One Step at a Time by Warren Ingram. As I said, Warren Ingram, renowned financial investment coach, and it's the small things that you can change that will assist you on your journey to financial freedom. That's the list by Lorraine Stolle. That brings us to the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.